Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Autism Empowerment Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the autism and Asperger's communities. Our show will be starting shortly. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click the Autism Empowerment Radio tab. As a nonprofit charity, we rely on public generosity to fund our programs, special events, and support services. Thank you for considering a tax-deductible donation today. Our show is now beginning.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Autism Empowerment Radio. My name is Karen Krecha, and I am the Executive Director and Co-Founder of Autism Empowerment. We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization based out of Vancouver, Washington, in the United States. However, we serve locally, regionally, nationally, and worldwide. So thank you so much for tuning in from wherever you're listening from today. I am very excited to be your host today. This show is being recorded live in Vancouver, Washington, on Thursday, June 14th, 2012, from about noon till 12:30 Pacific Standard Time. However, I expect that many of our listeners out there are tuning in at a different point in time. The neat thing about all Autism Empowerment Radio shows is that they're going to be available on podcasts. So if you're not able to tune in live, each show will be available in the archives for later listening. You'll be able to find these shows through the Autism Empowerment Radio tab on the Autism Empowerment website at www.autismempowerment.org, or you can go directly through the Autism Empowerment station at Blog Talk Radio and then look for the on-demand episodes. I want to say that this is our inaugural show, and being that it's our first official time on air, I hope things run smoothly, but I certainly appreciate your flexibility, humor, and perhaps even a sense of grace while I'm learning the ropes. In many of our future shows, I'll have a co-host, or I'm going to be interviewing a wide variety of special guests, so we'll break things up a bit. But today, you guys and gals are stuck with me. For the first show, I'm going to be giving a background of autism empowerment, explaining our four foundational pillars, and talking about our mission, our activities, and our programs. Autism Empowerment was initially founded on June 3rd, 2011, so we just passed our first year anniversary. It's been quite a year, and we look forward to many positive years to come. So who are we, and what's our mission? Well, Autism Empowerment, we are a nonprofit public charity. We're dedicated to enriching and empowering the lives of individuals and families that are affected by autism spectrum disorders. And when I say that, sometimes called ASD, it includes autism, Asperger syndrome, PDD-NOS, Rett syndrome, childhood disintegrative disorder, and related coexisting conditions that we also support, such as sensory processing disorder. By developing and providing programs, projects, special events, support, and resources to individuals, families, caregivers, and educators that promote acceptance, inclusion, improve life skills, and encourage self-advocacy and empowerment, we support and inspire those on the autism spectrum to reach their highest potential. We believe that individuals on the autism spectrum are not a one in X statistic, because quite frankly, when you're diagnosed on the spectrum, for you it's 100%. It's one in one. As such, we believe that each one-in-one is a unique, wonderful, special individual with something positive to contribute. We serve the one-in-one. So what's our background? Who are we? Why autism empowerment? Why now? Well, I hope you don't mind if I get a little personal with you. I'm all about the sustainability and growth of autism empowerment, but first let me tell you a little bit about our creation and how we came to be. My husband, John, and I are blessed to be the parents to two amazing, energetic boys, 6 and 12, who are just finishing up kindergarten and the 7th grade, respectively. Both were diagnosed on the autism spectrum in 2008. Our youngest, who was 2 at the time, had gone through a period where he appeared to be developing normally. At least that was our impression at the time. But then around the 18-month or so mark, we began to notice a bit of a regressive pattern. And in fact, it was more than a bit. It was a lot. The words he'd been so joyfully babbling stopped being spoken, and instead of words, he would grunt or point, and when he would wave hello and goodbye to us, instead of turning his hand forwards, it would suddenly be backwards. We also started noticing that he liked to spin and spin. At first, I thought it was kind of cute, and I marveled at his sense of equilibrium, but later, of course, I realized that his spinning was a sign of self-stimulation and a technique for him to regulate himself. But at the time, I just saw it as part of his personality. That being said, I still felt something was wrong. Oftentimes, a mom just knows this in her heart, and I suspect Dad did too. We scheduled our son for the medical hoops and loops of assessment, first hearing, then speech, and then finally a referral to a panel of many different doctors and psychologists at Kaiser in Portland, Oregon, where we were told about 2.5 hours later, after a long, tiring appointment, that our son was being diagnosed with autism, or what some people out there would call classic autism. We were given a packet of information to review at home. We were sent on our way, and we were asked to come back in a couple weeks to discuss any follow-up questions we had. To be honest, it felt like, here's your information, see you later. To them, I'm sure they'd gone through the process many times before, so although they were certainly professional, we felt perhaps they were a bit desensitized. To us, this was our first time, and I guess you could say we were very hypersensitive to the news. At the time, my husband was in shock. We started a grief cycle, which would repeat itself many times over the next years, and next few years. And I had been spending a lot of time on Google, and I had a gut feeling that autism was going to be the diagnosis. As I'd read and read online, and believe me, trying to navigate through all the material out there can be quite an arduous and overwhelming process, I realized that our older son was definitely on the autism spectrum as well. There had been signs, and a couple months later, he was actually diagnosed with Asperger syndrome, with symptoms of ADHD being a co-condition. So that was back in 2008. John and I are working at home from the time. Our youngest was soon immersed in an intensive birth to three program, where therapists came regularly in and out of our home to work with him. And we began to teach him sign language because he was still nonverbal, and we desperately wanted him to have a form of communication, to be able to express his little voice in some way. In preparing our oldest son for school the following year, we started learning in alphabet soup terms like IEP for Individualized Education Program and SCIP, SCIP, for Social Communication Integration Program. And we got the ball rolling to make sure that our oldest son would have appropriate learning supports in place at his school for fourth grade. Having moved from California up to Washington in 2007, we had no family here, and we really didn't know anybody, at least not in a personal level. We spent the next 3 years in what I'd call an isolation stage before I realized that I needed to step out of that, and I'd been called to do something much greater and to step outside of myself to make a significant difference within the autism and Asperger's communities. But let me back up for a moment because I haven't yet finished the story. In 2009, John, the boys, and I bravely decided to take our Honda and make a cross-country trip in July to visit John's family in the Midwest, and then to attend the 2009 Autism Society of America conference in St. Charles, Illinois. It was at this conference that a light bulb went on for me. I listened to the conference and different speakers, and I heard a man named Dr. Stephen Shore speak. He gave a line that he's famously known for: if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. And that stuck with me because autism is a spectrum disorder, and it presents differently from person to person, and from boy to girl, and from man to woman. I know it might seem strange, but when I heard that autism presents differently from man to woman, bells went off in my head. And over the next couple days, as I sat through lectures and met different people, and especially women on the autism spectrum, it could have been like I was hit with a 2x4 over the head, because I realized that I, Karen Krejcia, had been living the past 41 years of my life with undiagnosed Asperger's. In retrospect, the signs were really obvious. Now that I know about Asperger's, I mean, it's very obvious. I had sensory issues galore growing up as a child, teen, and adult, social challenges. I was book smart but not street smart, and I had a naivety during my teen and college years, which unfortunately led to very unpleasant and unfortunate incidences. I struggled with organization, neatness, picky eating. I had a lot of special interests. And quite frankly, I could communicate in writing, and I could communicate if I was on stage, but I really felt like I was wearing a mask. I felt like I was living a scripted life. I felt like I was from another planet. I felt like I just didn't belong. And there was a book I read by Leanne Holiday Wiley and called Pretending to Be Normal. And it struck home because that's what I'd been doing my entire life. When I went home from the conference, it was a while before I actually went through the diagnosis process. I wasn't sure whether I needed to give myself that label, as even though I knew in my heart that I was on the spectrum, I wasn't going to let autism or Asperger's define me or my children. Still, partly to show my kids that I was accepting of who they were, and partly for myself, and partly because I felt called to do it, I went ahead and was evaluated. And there was absolutely no question from the evaluator that I was NASPY. It was almost comical. I'd been hiding in plain sight my entire life, but you could have stamped me with Asperger's from head to toe and front to back because the label fit, and now I could wear it. On January 16, 2010, I launched a personal blog called Aspirations, Come As You Are, Let Your Light Shine. You can find this at aspirations.blogspot.com. My tag was, written by an ASPE mom with two kiddos on the spectrum, this blog promotes acceptance and empowerment for those on the autism spectrum, those with Asperger syndrome, and the family and friends who love them. I blogged, and I enjoyed that, and I was going through, what I would call a transition phase, and traveling the road less traveled, but I really felt called by God to do something more than just blogging. I wanted to be able to provide positive services, programs, and support on a wide scale to those in the autism and Asperger's community, and I wanted to do it full-time. The vision for autism empowerment as an organization began forming in my head, and as I talked to my husband, I realized that he himself was having a calling as well to make a difference, and I realized that a nonprofit organization format was what needed to take place. The initial idea, and one we still have today, was to develop projects, programs, events, and services that could be replicated throughout the nation and potentially worldwide. We wanted to serve our local community of Vancouver, Southwest Washington, and the Portland, Oregon metro area, and then expand our reach through programs like Autism Empowerment Radio, utilizing social media such as the Autism Empowerment Facebook page, our Autism and Scouting Facebook page, and our new Autism Empowerment Radio page. So that's a little history, more than I initially intended to give, but perhaps adding a human touch can help us connect better. Generally, if you were to ask, I'd say we were founded in 2011 in Vancouver, Washington, by a family with three of four traveling daily along the autism spectrum. And I'd also tell you we're excited and honored to have the opportunity to serve, connect, and partner with local, national, and international autism communities. So what sets us apart? What sets us apart from any other autism organization? How do we differ? First, let me say that it's important, really important for our listeners to know that Autism Empowerment does not consider ourselves in competition with any other nonprofit, autism, or special needs-related organization. Having worked in sales as an online business owner for 13 years and coming from a professional bowling background prior to that, I know a lot about being competitive, and being complimentary initially seemed a little counterintuitive to me, but after reflecting and giving thought to our mission and realizing our calling, I knew that autism empowerment was meant to build people up in the here and now. And we're not going to do that if we don't come from a place of grace in our relationship with the wide variety of people and positions held by other organizations. Yes, it's true that we may be competing for the same funding dollars. And I have to admit that I really wish we had the budget, donations, and public awareness of larger organizations such as Autism Speaks and the Autism Society. But we truly believe in our heart of hearts that as the word gets out about us and people realize our intent is pure, our hearts are in the right place and that our organization has character, integrity, and is filled with passion, that the money will come and people will know about us. And you can help out with that. Some might call it a bit idealistic, but I've always been an out-of-the-box thinker. I've been called a dreamer with big visions, and I've been called creative. Heck, I've been called a lot of things, but I do my best to walk my talk. And with funding dollars and a passionate, driven team in place to help implement our mission, I know we can bring autism acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment to not just the autism and Asperger's communities, but the entire world. If you'd like to support us, or you know of someone who can financially help in our mission or be able to volunteer, please visit our website at www.autismempowerment.org and click on the How You Can Help tab. We accept mail payments and in-kind donations. We also have the capability to process credit cards through our website. And if you're on eBay, you can list for us or donate to Autism Empowerment through their GivingWorks program. We're also looking for people to host fundraisers for us. Now, I didn't really want to talk so much about money, but some of the larger organizations out there, they spend a lot of money on research studies and political advocacy. These things definitely have their place, but they're not our forte, nor are they our focus. Autism Empowerment looks to create and provide services, programs, and events that individuals and families impacted by autism can plug into today. We're parents of a child and soon to be a teen on the autism spectrum. We're living life with autism every single day of the week. I'm an adult woman on the spectrum. I'm having issues that I'm having now that I didn't have in my teens, that I didn't have when I was a kid. New issues, expanded issues. I've got adult male and female friends on the spectrum. We work with kids of all ages and all ranges of abilities through our outreach and existing programs like autism and scouting. And we hear time and time again that people are looking for help now. They need help today. Resources now, support now, strategies now, not a few years down the road. So we want to create a venue at Autism Empowerment where action happens, where support's present, and where we can show individuals with autism and Asperger's serving in the community in positive ways. It's not all gloom and doom, folks. We truly believe that each person on the face of this earth has the potential for happiness, joy, and positive contributions to society, each and every one. So at this point, I want to talk a bit about our four foundational pillars. Listen up, because I'm really excited about this, as these are our guiding principles, the tenets of our foundation, and are woven into everything we do here at Autism Empowerment. You'll see them on our website, you'll see them on our blog, you'll hear me talking about them, and we want you to become familiar with them yourself and build them into your life. The four foundational pillars of Autism Empowerment are accept, enrich, inspire, and empower. If you visit our website, you'll see a graphic with four puzzle pieces. Three are interlocked and one's off to the side. Accept is on a green puzzle piece, enrich is on a red puzzle piece, inspire is on an orange puzzle piece, and empower is the purple puzzle piece. Why these colors? Well, they're our family favorites. And although they might clash a bit from time to time, just like our family, they fit in together as well. Let me talk a minute or so about each of our pillars as they sort of build our philosophy and they set us apart from other nonprofit organizations. The first is accept. We strongly promote the unconditional acceptance of those on the autism spectrum and with related disorders. This includes self-acceptance and also social acceptance. By accepting each spectrum traveler for who they are, where they are in the present moment, we're promoting both autism acceptance and autism awareness. Now, acceptance doesn't mean stagnation. We don't have to settle for where we're at. We do want to accept ourselves where we are, but we also want to enrich our lives and make it better. So our next foundational pillar is enrich. Our goal is to provide educational resources, programs, strategies, and tools, and support events to improve and to enhance life skills for those on the autism spectrum, as well as their families, their caregivers, therapists, and teachers. We aspire to make life more meaningful and rewarding. And in doing so, we come to our next pillar, which is inspire. We dedicate ourselves to be a positive and uplifting organization that encourages, promotes, and celebrates the success in all individuals. We love thy neighbor, and we believe each person on the autism spectrum has the opportunity to make a positive difference in the world. When you take accept, you take enrich, and you take inspire together, that adds up to our last foundational pillar, which is empower. We strive to empower those on the autism spectrum to achieve their highest quality of life, academically, emotionally, financially, socially, and spiritually. So now that I've spoken a bit about our pillars, let me take a quick 30-second break here, and then I'll come back to talking about programs. Here's a little commercial for you.
Autism and Scouting, a program of Autism Empowerment, just reached their one-year anniversary. Autism and Scouting helps provide skills for life, leadership training, and support for parents. Acceptance for Autism in the Scouting Community. To learn about us, visit autismempowerment.org and check our Autism and Scouting program. We're also found on Facebook with representatives from over 30 countries worldwide, and check John Krage's blog at autismandscouting.blogspot.com.
Okay, I'm back. This is the portion of our broadcast where I'm going to talk a bit about our programs and what we plan for the near future. Looking at our time here, we've got about 9 minutes and 30 seconds left. I realize I want to have the opportunity in the show to get through all of what I want to talk about. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to give you a bit of an overview and a few highlights of what we've done in the past year. And I'll also talk what we're planning about for the future. And then we'll create specific radio programs later on that will go into our programs and special events in greater depth. You can also get more information on our programs by visiting the autismempowerment.org website and clicking the programs tab at the top. We'll be updating our website regularly with new content. The first program that I want to briefly cover is Autism Empowerment Radio. The program that you're listening to here is our Welcome to Autism Empowerment show, and we plan to be broadcasting regularly in the future with shows 2 to 3 times a week starting at the end of June and continuing throughout the rest of the year and beyond. Because we have 2 kiddos at home with us over the summer, we're trying to figure out the best times to do our live broadcasts without too much interference. Fortunately, since you can listen to our programs via podcast or an archive at the website at any time, we have a little bit of flexibility. We're really excited about what we have in store for you. We'll be scheduling interviews with movers and shakers on the autism spectrum and within the community, and we'll be talking to therapists, parents, teachers, service providers, almost anyone you can think of with a positive relationship to the autism, Asperger's, or special needs communities. We plan to do trainings, and we plan to have features with regular inspirational stories of successes from the spectrum. We're probably going to call it Snippets from the Spectrum. And we'll also allow the ability for you to have the opportunity to call in and speak with our guests. And if you check the Autism Empowerment website for information on upcoming broadcasts and featured topics, you'll be seeing the shows that we will be planning for the future. And, of course, if there's something you'd like for us to cover, please feel free to send us a suggestion. Or if you know somebody who would make a great interview, we'd love to hear that too. We're also going to launch a sister station, Autism and Scouting Radio, which will be hosted by my husband, John Krecha. That will cover topics related to life skills, leadership training, and we'll go into great depth about Autism Empowerment's Autism and Scouting program. I'll also have John on the show here to talk about the program because there's so much to cover, and I unfortunately don't have the time to go into great depth now. I will say that what Autism Empowerment has done with our Autism and Scouting program so far has been phenomenal, and we're just barely beginning to scratch the surface of its potential. The benefits for scouting for a youth with autism are substantial, and they appeal to families looking to reduce isolation and get their child with autism in a rewarding, meaningful, and fun activity program outside of school and therapy. Scouting provides life skills, social skills, friendship, service to the community, and leadership opportunities, as well as many other benefits to individuals with autism. Our oldest son started scouting in 2nd grade as a Wolf and Cub Scouts, and he's now a Star Scout in Boy Scouts. He made his first real friend in scouting, someone who is his friend to this day. And for a parent, as a mom, that's a proud mommy moment. That's huge. Our youngest, he was involved in a similar type of scouting program called Royal Rangers last year. That was a program through the church we attended. And he was very successful there. Now that he's finishing kindergarten, I'm excited to say that tonight will be his first official night that he'll be wearing his Tiger Cub uniform for Cub Scout Pack 2, which is a sensory-friendly Cub Scout pack that John with Autism Empowerment co-founded earlier this year with Deanna Pearson, a Vancouver mom with 3 children on the autism spectrum who was searching for a sensory-friendly pack for her son. She met John at some training that he did, some autism and scouting leadership training that he did at a conference back in November. And together, along with me serving as committee chair, Deanna stepped up as Cub Master and John stepped up as unit commissioner and helped get the ball rolling. And Cub Scout Pack 2, which is can also be found online at cubscoutpack2.org if you want to kind of check us out there, had 6 scouts in January. We had about 18 at our crossover ceremony in May, and we're adding about 6 to 8 this month, and by September we'll probably be nearing 30. As the only sensory-friendly pack of its kind currently registered in Washington and the Portland metro area, there really is great need, and we're looking to help replicate the model for this pack throughout Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Venturers, and Campfire Girls, various kinds of scouting programs throughout the world. I don't have time to go into greater depth now, but if interested, please feel free to check out our Autism and Scouting page at Facebook, where we have over 600 people from over 30 countries connected for support, training, and resources. We also have an Autism and Scouting blog. Right now I see I'm running short on time. It's about 4 minutes, 20 seconds or so. So I want to take a moment to highlight some of the things that Autism Empowerment has done in the last year. As I mentioned earlier, we just passed our one-year anniversary on June 3rd. We hosted an Easter egg hunt for children and adults with special needs with over 450 egg hunters in attendance and about 1,000 people overall. As part of our plan to develop a collaborative and vibrant autism and special needs community that promotes accept, enrich, inspire, and empower, we hosted 2 community forums, one to kick off Autism Awareness and Acceptance Month in April, and one to let people in the Southwest Washington, Portland metro community know what recreational resources and activities are available to them throughout the summer. We're excited to hear from representatives of the Autism Society of Southwest Washington, Autism Behavioral Consulting, Vancouver Parks and Recreation Inclusion Program, Evergreen Schools Community Inclusion Program, SEPSTA, Special Olympics, Cub Scout Pac-2, Top Soccer, the Columbia River Miracle League for Baseball, the Parent-to-Parent Coalition, the ARC, Horsehaven Farms, Save the Sensory Camp, and the Southwest Washington Special Education Conference and Resource Fair. We believe strongly in collaborating with community partners, both locally, regionally, and worldwide. And we also heard from local musician and author Brian Tashima, who's releasing his book, Secret of the Song Shell, the first book in the Spectraland saga, and he will be donating a portion of the proceeds of his book to Autism Empowerment. This is a young adult science fiction fantasy novel starring a character who has who is on the autism spectrum and uses his skills for good. And I can't describe it as well as Brian can, so we're going to be hosting an interview with him very soon, as you're definitely going to want to hear about his upcoming book and launch parties. I had a chance to read it. My son read it, and it is amazing. And again, I don't do it justice, so I'm going to let Brian do that in a future interview. We have about 2 minutes and 30 seconds here, so I want to mention, for those in the Southwest Portland metro area, we have on our website a downloadable resource guide with over 90 different organizations or entities in the local community that provide services to the autism community. You can either download it in Word or as a PDF file, and if you open it as a PDF, there's clickable links where you can check out different services. We also are very media-friendly and blog at Autism Empowerment and Autism and Scouting. We utilize Facebook, Twitter, and have recently gotten started on Pinterest and Google+. Watch soon also for a YouTube channel to complement Autism Empowerment Radio. Whether you're on the spectrum or related to someone on the journey, we want to provide the opportunity for quality support with peers and mentors. We'll be creating online and in-person groups in the Autism Empowerment Support Network that we hope will reach a wide range of demographics. Some of the programs currently in development are Autism Empowerment's Access to the Arts, which is an introductory and ongoing arts experience for those on the spectrum. The first part of the program is an annual one-day festival that gives attendees exposure to a wide range of arts. The fun continues with monthly Access to the Arts nights that each have a special theme. Theater one month, music the next, creative writing, game design, sculpting, etc. Our Let Your Light Shine project will allow individuals within the autism community to share their successes. We'll feature interviews, pictures, positive and inspirational stories, and as a community, we need to see this. It helps with acceptance, it motivates us to be enriched, and it definitely inspires us to greater heights, as it empowers us when we see that we have more power in our hands and hearts than we previously thought possible. The things we've done in the past year have been with a very small budget, a dedicated board of directors, and a wonderful volunteer staff. We've been applying for grants and will be actively seeking financial support for individuals, agencies, foundations, and philanthropists. We hope you'll come on board with us and become part of the collaborative, exceptional, inspiring, accepting autism empowerment community. By coming to the table from a place of grace and loving our autism empowerment community neighbors and their families, I truly believe we can make this world a better place. Together, we can incorporate, accept, enrich, inspire, empower into our daily lives. And I believe when other people see us living out this kind of life, they're going to be motivated to make positive changes too. I do hope you'll come join us, help us implement our vision, and help share our mission and passion. I'm so inspired and excited about the future of autism empowerment, and hope you are too. Thank you so much for listening in today. My name is Karen Krejcha, and I've been your host. What an awesome first broadcast. Please come back soon. Thank you.